Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Kimmy. How are you today?
Really well, thank you, mate. You are very famous for your Find Out Fridays.
Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, though, during all this COVID-19 business, you haven't been at the Bridge Plaza.
We haven't, Kimmy. No, we had to pull out basically probably last February. With me being an organ transplant recipient, of course, meant that I have a low immune system through medication I take. And we thought it would be better not doing the Bridge Plaza, and of course we haven't been.
Yes, you have to protect yourself and do the right thing for your health, Brad.
That's right, Kimmy, for sure. We're very much aware of the situation with COVID, and we've done the best we can to still be active in a different way, virtually, shall we say, so for sure.
We're right in Donate Life Week right now. Goes through until August 1st on Sunday.
Yep.
But it's going to be a little bit different. You've got a great initiative that you're doing, and I want you to tell us all about it.
Hey, Kimmy, well, we need to still obviously be aware of organ donation, understand what it's about, and show as a community that, one, we have registered, two, we're going to register, and three, we are registering. So, and we can't do that in the Bridge Plaza, as you said, so I have thinking of a few things, and spoke to a couple of people at New South Wales Health as well. I come up with the idea that turn your front light on, or turn your light on.
Yeah.
Friday night, and that means instead of being in the Bridge Plaza for Find Out Friday, it'll be Turn Your Light On Friday.
And that's actually happening tonight, Brad, between 7 and 8.
That's right, Kimmy, it sure is. Yeah, tonight's the night. Get out there, get your front light happening tonight, and take a photo, and show your support, and put the photograph on Facebook, or we can post it onto our Rubidella Renal Support Group page.
The other thing, too, is that there's lots of pretty different lights you can use on your front door lights these days, so maybe a bit of colour can be splashed out around the coast.
Oh, for sure. It'd be absolutely fantastic. I'd love to see, I hope I get heaps and heaps of people putting their photograph on the page tonight and over the next couple of days. It'll be absolutely fantastic. So it just shows you're supporting the very, very important issue of organ donation.
It's very important that we actually register as a organ donor. It's not enough just to say to your family, listen, when I'm gone or if I'm in a position to give my organs, I want you to make sure you give them. You need to actually be a registered organ donor.
That's correct, Kimmy. You must register on the Australian Organ Donor Registry, which is available at www.donatelife.gov.au. Follow the links and register, and then tell your family. That's your decision, and don't ever change it.
We've told your story a lot before. You are a double organ donor recipient. What has it meant to you to have someone kindly donate their organs so that your life can go on?
Kimmy, it's been 14 years now for me, over 14 years since I received a kidney and a pancreas, 7 years of dialysis, and all my whole life as a type 1 diabetic. It's given me back the opportunity to live, shall we say, and someone passed away and they have been a registered donor and their family knew their wishes, and I'm just ever, ever so thankful and amazing. I couldn't say thank you enough to give me the opportunity to live on and to, you know, grow old with Lorraine and watch your son Trent grow up and keep in touch with my mates and do what we do now.
It's a beautiful story, Brad. Tonight, between 7 and 8, everyone on the coast, turn your front light on for organ awareness.
That's it, for sure. Thank you very much. One flick and you're on.
That's it, Brad. Lovely having a chat with you, mate. Thanks for making the time. And we're going to get together in October. We'll do an outside broadcast together for organ donation.
Fantastic. Yeah, I can't wait. I've got my dancing shoes on now, ready to go.
Good on you, Brad.
Okay, Kimmy, thanks, Steve, for being in touch.